Language Course, Book 14, Tape 4D. Hello. Open your books to the activities for Tape 4D. Look at Figure 1. Listen to a dialogue and take notes. Then answer the questions.
Well, only two more days and my vacation begins.
Where are you going on your vacation, Bill?
I'm going to Mexico, John.
Did you say that you were going to New Mexico, Bill?
No, Ralph. I said I was going to Mexico.
Listen to the dialogue again.
Well, only two more days and my vacation begins.
Where are you going on your vacation, Bill?
I'm going to Mexico, John.
Did you say that you were going to New Mexico, Bill?
No, Ralph. I said I was going to Mexico.
Now answer the questions. Number one. How many days until Bill's vacation? There are only 2 days until Bill's vacation. Repeat. There are only 2 days until Bill's vacation. Number two. Where is Bill going? He's going to Mexico. Repeat. He's going to Mexico. Number three. Where did Ralph think Bill was going? Ralph thought Bill was going to New Mexico. Repeat. Ralph thought Bill was going to New Mexico. Now listen to another dialogue and take notes. Then answer some questions.
How was your trip to Mexico, Bill?
It was great, Ralph. I went on a lot of interesting tours.
How was the flight?
The flight was very smooth, but all the taxi rides were rough.
Bill, did you say the flight was rough?
No, I said the taxi rides were rough. The flight was smooth.
Listen to the dialogue again.
How was your trip to Mexico, Bill?
It was great, Ralph. I went on a lot of interesting tours.
How was the flight?
The flight was very smooth, but all the taxi rides were rough.
Bill, did you say the flight was rough?
No, I said the taxi rides were rough. The flight was smooth.
Now answer the questions. Number four. How was Bill's trip? It was great. Repeat, it was great. Number five. What did Bill do in Mexico? He went on a lot of interesting tours. Repeat, he went on a lot of interesting tours. Number six. How was the flight? It was very smooth. Repeat. It was very smooth. Number seven. How were the taxi rides? They were rough. Repeat. They were rough. Now listen to another dialogue.
Did you take any pictures, Bill?
Sure I did.
Are you going to bring them to work?
I'll bring them tomorrow.
You ought to wait until Friday, because Ralph won't be here tomorrow.
What did you say about me?
I said that Bill ought to wait and bring the pictures on Friday, because you wouldn't be here tomorrow.
Did you say that Ralph wouldn't be here on Friday?
No, I said that Ralph wouldn't be here tomorrow.
Now answer the questions. Number 8. Did Bill take any pictures? Yes, he did. Repeat. Yes, he did. Number 9. Can Bill take the pictures to work? Yes, he can. Repeat. Yes, he can. Number 10. Will Ralph be at work on Friday? Yes, he will. Repeat. Yes, he will. Number 11. When should Bill take the pictures to work? He ought to take the pictures to work on Friday. Repeat. He ought to take the pictures to work on Friday. Look at Figure 2. Listen to a paragraph and then write a title. You will hear the paragraph twice.
Captain John Thompson is a pilot for Transglobal Airlines. He flies to countries all over the world. He's been to Thailand and Japan on one side of the world, and he's been to Germany and France on the other. He's also flown to Venezuela, Panama, and Mexico. When he's in the United States, he flies from California to New York. Captain Thompson has also been to Canada. He loves to travel, so he really likes his job.
Listen to the paragraph again.
Captain John Thompson is a pilot for Transglobal Airlines. He flies to countries all over the world. He's been to Thailand and Japan on one side of the world, and he's been to Germany and France on the other. He's also flown to Venezuela, Panama, and Mexico. When he's in the United States, he flies from California to New York. Captain Thompson has also been to Canada. He loves to travel, so he really likes his job.
Now write a title for the paragraph. Your title should be something like The Travels of Captain John Thompson. Listen to another paragraph.
George Harris is a man of many promises. He promised his wife that he would take her traveling abroad this summer. He promised his son that he would buy him a new bicycle for his birthday. He promised his mother that he would call her every other day. And he promised his boss that he wouldn't be late for work anymore. Well, it's now September, and Mrs. Harris has not been abroad. His son's birthday was in May, and he's still riding the same bicycle as before. George hasn't talked to his mother for 8 days. But for the first time in 5 years, George was on time for work this morning.
Listen to the paragraph again.
George Harris is a man of many promises. He promised his wife that he would take her traveling abroad this summer. He promised his son that he would buy him a new bicycle for his birthday. He promised his mother that he would call her every other day. And he promised his boss that he wouldn't be late for work anymore. Well, it's now September, and Mrs. Harris has not been abroad. His son's birthday was in May, and he's still riding the same bicycle as before. George hasn't talked to his mother for 8 days. But, for the first time in 5 years, George was on time for work this morning.
Now write a title. Your title should be something like George's Promises. Look at figure 3. Listen to a paragraph, and then write the topic. You will hear the paragraph twice.
Traveling is a lot of fun. You can travel by plane, bus, train, car, or ship. You can travel inside your own country, or you can visit foreign countries abroad. When you travel, you are called a tourist. As a tourist, you will probably take a lot of pictures, go on a lot of tours, and visit the most interesting places in a city or country. Traveling is something most of us would like to do a lot more of.
Listen to the paragraph again.
Traveling is a lot of fun. You can travel by plane, bus, train, car, or ship. You can travel inside your own country, or you can visit foreign countries abroad. When you travel, you are called a tourist. As a tourist, you will probably take a lot of pictures, go on a lot of tours, and visit the most interesting places in a city or country. Traveling is something most of us would like to do a lot more of.
Now write the topic. Let's check your answer. The topic is traveling. Listen to another paragraph.
At some time in life, everyone attempts to draw. Children start out by drawing their families, homes, schools, teachers, and animals. Adults often test themselves to see if they can draw. Sometimes they can, and sometimes they can't. Drawing can be difficult, just like writing, cooking, or anything else. But if you practice, you'll find you can be better than you thought you could be. Try. You might be surprised at how good you really are.
Listen to the paragraph again.
At some time in life, everyone attempts to draw. Children start out by drawing their families, homes, schools, teachers, and animals. Adults often test themselves to see if they can draw. Sometimes they can, and sometimes they can't. Drawing can be difficult, just like writing, cooking, or anything else. But if you practice, you'll find you can be better than you thought you could be. Try. You might be surprised at how good you really are.
Now write the topic. Let's check your answer. The topic is drawing. Now look at figure 4. Listen to a paragraph and write down every number that you hear.
Major Davidson has been in the Air Force for 15 years. He has been stationed 9 different places and has visited 34 different countries. He plans to be in the Air Force another 5 years. After that, he wants to become a math teacher in Jacksonville, Florida.
Listen to the paragraph again. Write down all the numbers you hear.
Major Davidson has been in the Air Force for 15 years. He has been stationed 9 different places and has visited 34 different countries. He plans to be in the Air Force another 5 years. After that, he wants to become a math teacher in Jacksonville, Florida.
Let's check your answers. You should have written 15, 9, 34, and 5. Listen to the next paragraph.
Pierre Leroux is a cook at a famous restaurant. Every day he cooks at least 250 meals. He usually prepares about 100 meals for lunch and about 150 meals for dinner. Sometimes he prepares food for weddings. 3 weeks ago he cooked for over 1,000 people who went to the wedding of the son of a famous writer.
Listen to the paragraph again.
Pierre Leroux is a cook at a famous restaurant. Every day he cooks at least 250 meals. He usually prepares about 100 meals for lunch and about 150 meals for dinner. Sometimes he prepares food for weddings. 3 weeks ago, he cooked for over 1,000 people who went to the wedding of the son of a famous writer.
The numbers in this paragraph are 250, 100, 150, 3, and 1,000. Let's listen to one more paragraph.
Thomas Billings has a large family. He has a 70-year-old mother, an 80-year-old father, a 45-year-old sister, a 42-year-old brother, a 40-year-old wife, a 17-year-old son, a 14-year-old daughter, and a 7-month-old baby girl.
Listen to the paragraph again.
Thomas Billings has a large family. He has a 70-year-old mother, an 80-year-old father, a 45-year-old sister, a 42-year-old brother, a 40-year-old wife, a 17-year-old son, a 14-year-old daughter, and a 7-month-old baby girl.
The numbers from this paragraph are 70, 80, 45, 42, 40, 17, 14, and 7. This is the end of Tape 4D, Book 14.